I just think I know where I'm going.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Praise God, if he's flowing, I ain't changing.
That's right.
I'm not turning to Isaiah if he's flowing over in Matthew.
That's right.
Because I can change over to Isaiah, and he's still over in Matthew. He's waiting on me to go to Matthew.
Come on.
See, God's word begins, and that's what it's doing now. That's what it's doing. I heard a prophet the other day, and God had told him to go to Washington, D.C., and, you know, told him some things to do over there. They rolled out some scrolls, different things, and had him to prophesy. Had him to prophesy over what's going on, to open the Red Sea and close the Red Sea. And you know, he made this statement. He said, you know, he said, some things are good, because I'm thinking, man, this is bad. Everything that's going on, and it is. Darkness is covering the earth. It really is. Bible says it's going to. But he tells us to arise and shine. He didn't say it's going to feel good when everything is contrary to what we believe in the Bible and wanting to force the world's system on us and force us to comply to the world's way of doing, being, thinking, trusting in, you know, and all of that stuff. There is coming a time where there will be a one world government, a one world order. There will be, but I don't believe it's the time. But I believe they're testing it now to see how far they can push it.
Right.
I believe darkness is trying to rule them. They believe they're doing good and doing evil. Saul thought he was doing good, but thought he was working for God, could persecute the church and killing the Christians. He believed he was doing God's speed till he was born again on the road to Damascus. How many knew that?
Amen.
He believed that he was doing God's work until he was born again. How many knows we got a bunch on this planet that's blinded to the truth, that the God of this world has blinded their hearts and minds. They set out their own will and own agenda, influenced by demonic spirits and principalities and powers. And that's where the church comes in. That's where me and you comes in. We come in and we fast and we pray and we pray and we pray for the leaders. We don't browbeat them. We don't do all of that because we're of a different spirit. We're of a different breed. We're born of the Spirit of God. We're unbreakable in Him. But if we start yielding to the world's way of thinking, being, and doing, and saying, and believing, then we're no different than them. We are powerless to do anything because I'm already going to Washington, D.C.
Come on.
We ain't going over there. I'm over there this morning.
Right.
Father, I lift the White House up.
Right
now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, that every principality and every power is broken and bound in the name. I'm going to D.C.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
God is actually leading our church. You know, I mean, I've got no real clear direction, but I know he's having teaching on fasting. Fasting and praying for the government. You know, praying over the things of the kingdom. Commanded principalities and powers to be loose. But this prophet made this statement. He said, you know, he said, God, sometimes we don't understand why God does how he does to uncover darkness. He said, but if Mr. Trump had a still been in the White House, he would still be fighting and fighting and fighting like he did the first 4 years that he was in, even before. I mean, he fought and fought and fought. They couldn't remove him. He fought the whole time. They started impeaching him before he got in there. And they impeached. And everything that he done, it was like fighting tooth and nail, which the man's used to that. I mean, he's one of them, you know. But he said, see, had this not happened, he said, all this corruption and all this evil wouldn't be seen across this planet. He said, you wouldn't be able to see it. He said, so sometimes we just got to trust that God knows what he's doing.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
And you know what? Praise God. See, if we're not careful, we will let the media get us caught up in the lies they're telling. I'm telling you, if I've ever seen a corrupt media, Fox, I'm not even got my favorite one now. I got one now, and they are Bible based. They only have a, you know, and some of you, I mean, if you don't agree, good, just sit there and soak it up. I mean, look, man, my wife's papa told me one time, and it stuck with me even before, but after I got born again, it really stuck with me. After I began to see how the enemy had lied to me about my wife and lied to me about my finances and lied to me because of the way things are, you got to work 15 jobs to be blessed. No, I'm almost rich now, and I don't work 15 jobs. But he made this statement one time. He said, you can take and put a frog over in boiling water and it'll jump out. He said, but you can put that frog on an eye on some cool water and get it to sit there. He said, turn that heat up slow and just a little bit at a time. He said, you can boil. He said, you can cook that frog and it won't jump out of there. He said, because it's getting used to the garbage that it's around. It's getting used to and just yielding to.
Amen.
See, I'm not on media. I'm not on, you know, I'm not really on that. It's just, it's in my world right now. It's up in my face right now. When I want to hear the news, I got to hear about a bunch of garbage lies about COVID. I've got to hear that they want me to take a COVID shot or I don't care about people. Bunch of lying devil worshipers.
Come on.
Lie. Don't tell me I don't love people because they ain't got a shot. I'll lay hands on you. Get them. Bring them all in here with COVID, black God. I'm not scared of it. We'll lay hands on them. We got a vaccine that's a lot better than all of this vaccine that's come out with, black God. We got one called the anointing. We got one called Jesus. We got one anointed oil, and I'm anointed to lay hands. You're anointed to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, praise God. We're anointed by the Holy One of Israel, glory to God. It's been sick. Sickness and disease under the unction of the Holy Spirit has to go. And God's people don't need to be cowing down and bowing down to fear and all of that stuff, praise God, that you're going to live if you get. The Bible says that cursed is the man that trusteth in man or man-made things, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord whose help he, God, is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time I want to turn it on, listen to them, they say, well, you know, Biden's going to make everybody get a shot. He ain't God. Next thing you know, the mark of the beast is coming. Are you going to take it?
Nope.
Look, if you ain't vaccinated now, I mean, right now, you can't. Some restaurants ain't going to go in. Right? Is that against my rights or not?
Yeah.
Some airplanes. You got to work over here local, here at Tyson's. You got to get shot up with that stuff. Or you ain't working over there, you lose your job. There needs to be a lawsuit against that. It's called my constitutional God-given right to reject that garbage.
That's right. Come on.
Bless God, hallelujah. That's not fair. Well, if you've got one, you feel good about it. I'm not against you either. Get all of them, drink it. I'm not afraid of it. I just ain't going to have it. I don't know what's in it, what it's going to do to me long term. And I don't, you know, I mean, I just ain't going to do it.
Right. Come on.
But I'm not anti that. Right. Everybody needs to be led. But when they come to tell me that I've got to have it to buy and to come into a restaurant, I'll say, well, you just lost that $60 and $30 tip. I leave $30 tips about everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I leave a bigger tip than my meal.
Bless him, Lord.
Somebody paid for my meal, mine and Teresa's meal, at the steakhouse Friday night. At the same time they had paid for it, we didn't know it. When my waiter come over, I said, see that guy over there, back over there in that corner, back over there? I said, I'm going to pay for their supper. He smiled at me and he said, well, they've already paid for yours. You know? And I said, well, did they leave you a tip? I don't know. I said, well, listen, you figured out this is not my job. I said, I'm going to leave you a tip here somehow, and I ain't got no cash on me. I said, so you just figure out how to leave you a tip. So he goes off, I have to make two tickets. You're going to have to pay something. I said, well, figure it out. You're going to figure that's not my job. I said, but I ain't leaving here without you a tip. Well, you know what? If they want me not to go there, because I don't get I won't get one. I won't never get to eat there. Yeah. I'll tell them, you just lost your $80, and then if it was real good, I'm consistent every Friday night for 2 years at every place that I go that I like it. And I eat just about eat the same thing. And I'm going every Friday night, every Friday night. I mean, I'll be there, baby. And then your hands are going to love working here because Black Goddess Christians coming in here. And we giving $30 tips, man, when they leave here. The five Christians is all they need. They got $150 per plus pay.
Yeah.
Well, when they do that, I'll say, ha-ha, COVID went, y'all. See you later. Whoop. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. Daddy will go cook you a steak. Mm-hmm. Daddy's over. See, you got to look at things this way, Black God. Don't tell me. If God says go work at Tyson, go down there, I go down there and tell them, y'all need me, y'all want me, but I ain't taking no COVID shot, not for you or Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus told me to come down here, so if y'all need me somehow, y'all work it out. You got to have a shot. Bye. Call me up. Here's my number. Jesus wants me working here. All hell's going to break loose here until you get me. So y'all going to have to do something about your junk that you let the government push on you.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. I'm not trying to be a troublemaker, but I believe God rather than man. I believe God's way is the best way other than man's way of reasoning and figuring it out. This world's in a mess right now because man thinks he knows better than God. He can take him out of the schools. Take him out. All we got to bring in, teach him about, you know, about homosexuality in first, second, and third grade. My kid would come out of that. I would take my grandkids out of that mess. You think I'm going to put up with that and let them teach my kids and grandkids contrary to the Bible? That this is normal? No, it's not normal. It's an abomination to God, not people. He loves people. We're created in His image and in His likeness. But we don't go along with this world's way of doing being like the squad and all of them. Well, they are a squad.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
They don't even know what they're doing. I was thinking about it the other day. I thought, you know, they better be glad Jesus come in here and save me, Black God. I'd get killed over in Washington or somewhere. I'd go over and show them how to rally. I'd show them how to protest, Black God. I mean, I'm a serious protester. I'd go killing somebody.
Lord bless you.
Black God, I might not live very long, but I'll take a bunch of them out. And they won't be y'all's problem. Y'all can enjoy the rest of the ride. I was thinking about it the other day, praying God, thanking God how He set me free from racism. I'm not against anybody on the planet, no matter where they come from or what. I'm like God, man. I mean, I'm like Him in that manner now. They're trying to kill us. We need to love them, and I believe in God that they will get born again. Then that they'll be dedicated to Jesus like they was to their stuff, like God. I mean, what would they not do? They would go to the lines then. I mean, they blow themselves up for their God. I mean, they think they go straight to heaven, some of them. I mean, they worship a God that is a dead God that's never touched them, but Jesus is alive. Buddha's dead. Muhammad's dead. All of these they're not even gods, hallelujah. They're a figment of imagination, an imaginary God. That's why you don't see a Hispanic Jesus. You see a black Jesus, or you don't see a white Jesus hanging on our walls, hallelujah. Because He ain't none of that. He's spirit, and He is life, hallelujah. Jesus is not white. Jesus wasn't white. I mean, oh God, Jesus is not man. He must be a Mexican. Must be a Mexican, man. You know?
Bless him.
I was kind of shocked. I was kind of let down right then. Because all my life, for whatever the reason, I thought Jesus was a white boy. You know why? I figured it out later. Because every church I went to, they had a long-haired white Jesus. A long-haired white Jesus. Now, I did go to a black church one time, you know, where it was predominantly black, and they had a long-haired black Jesus. He looked just like the white Jesus, but he was black. All both of them had long hair. You know, I tried to find a long-haired black Jesus in the Bible, and I couldn't find one. I tried to find a long-haired white Jesus or a Mexican Jesus or an Indian Jesus. I couldn't find him in the Bible. And I realized, praise God, that Jesus was a Hebrew.
Right.
He was.
Bless him.
Praise God. But he was truth.
Right.
That was the main part. He was true to all. He was true to all. He said, the Bible says, all that come to him. He didn't turn nobody back that come to him. All that come to him, it didn't make no difference. Even the ones that wasn't even supposed to be, he blessed them. But see, we're living in a time where darkness is trying to get our hearts away from the things that are important in here so that the kingdom won't be ushered in this end time. Christians are getting wore out. They're thinking they need to get out of here. They need to get away. I fasted for 4 straight days, and I'm not bragging on the 4 days. I went on a 3-day fast, and I wasn't through. I didn't feel through. And so I said, and Teresa said, "You when you go eat?" I said, "I don't know yet." I said, "I'm not through." I said, "When I get through, I'll eat." Well, after the fast was over, you know, she asked me, she said, "What was you really fasting for?" Because I didn't tell her. "What were you fasting for?" I said, "Because the things of this world and my business and the ministry and different things are trying to get to me. They're trying to move me. They're trying to move me out of my place. So I fast. I'm fasting, and because I'm not going to be moved."
Amen.
And in the middle of the fasting and all that, I'm up keen on things that are said, things that are going on in the ministry, things that are going on on the TV and in people's lives. I can't help it. The people that listen to that garbage on the TV, the media. It's not just TV, it's the internet. I mean, I can't even put Trump on Facebook. You understand?
Well,
come on. Well, he was bad for this country, really.
Did you really still believe that? Look at the confounded mess that this world is in right now in 9 months, and you can't see it?
That's right. Come on.
I mean, honestly, you cannot see it? You got to get out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to them liars. Yep. You got to get out and talk to people like me on the job and people in there that's losing their job because they can't get the COVID shot when they was paying them double back there as nurses and doctors and to take care of all of them. Now this government mandate, praise God, has come down. Now they're losing their jobs and they don't care. They're having to leave, either take the shot or leave the army. And they was fighting off all of them. You got to get outside your house and go out in here in the real world where it's affecting real people and their real lives and their real families. And I mean, one in there the other day, and I was talking to a lady the other day, and her daughter was going to college. And now because the mandate, she was wanting to be in medicine and all that. Now the mandate, and it's against her religion. It's against her Jesus. It's against her conviction. And she can't go to college no more. That is pitiful. That's pitiful that girl can't go and carry out her future without that shot. That's pitiful. I looked at her and I said, "I can tell you, bless God, I would have me one of the best lawyers on the planet." I said, "My grandbaby or my daughter, they tried that to them when I raised them up to work hard and love your country and love God and pray for the government and all that. And now the government," well, I said, "I can tell you right now, it'd be when I didn't have nothing left to fight with. But God," I said, "my grandbaby or my daughter wouldn't have to go shoot a shot in their arm to keep their job."
Come on.
I mean, it's time for the church to rise up, bless God, and get off of that TV and start getting out here and I mean, hearing from the Lord, fasting and praying and seeking God. And I've had people tell me, well, we're 30, it's almost retirement time, and they took the shot. I didn't doubt them. I said, I really feel sorry for you. I hate it for you. I'm going to pray that whatever they shot in your body don't give you no long-term effects and don't start shutting down your immune system where you start getting flus and cold when you didn't used to. I'm going to come against that in the name of Jesus, because some of the real statistics that I'm really hearing, not the CDC and the government and CNN and CNBC and Fox and none of them, I ain't hearing on none of them about those that had started having heart attack, those that started having congestive heart failure, those that shouldn't, and now they're not saying it on CNN or Fox or none of them This is what she said, this lady over here. She said the reason why she won't get the shot is because she can't have kids no more. Don't that sound like clean against God? Yep. Procreation?
Yep.
The girl is 19. Mm. And her doctor told her there's a big chance you won't never be able to have kids if you take that shot. I told her, I said, if I was her mama, but God, she'd go down there. And she'd be a Marine or whatever she's wanting to be. Praise God. I believe God. I got like I got right now out there in public. The other guy sitting over there, he said, I told him over at Walmart, take this job and shut it. I ain't working here no more. He said, I walked off, blessed God, and they said, man, you go, I'm taking a shot. He said, I'm not taking that shot. You got it? He said, Bucko, you ain't shooting nothing in me that y'all don't even know what it's going to do.
Right. Come on.
The government don't know what it's going to do long term. It's still in guinea pig. Right now, guinea pig. Oh, shut me down. Shut me down, YouTube. Shut me down. I know how to get ads and put them all over Blount County. I know how to put it on a sign. Hallelujah. I know how to do it. I know how to buy. I got money. I can buy a sign. They can't shut my internet down. They can come put me in jail. Well, lock me up, homeboy. I'm going to go over there and get all of them in jail saved, and I'm going to tell them about y'all losers.
Bless the Lord.
Y'all liars. Lying to us. Don't tell us half-truths. I mean, those half-truths are lies. Tell me the whole truth. You can take this and it'll help you with this, but there's a variance coming off of this one that this ain't gonna have nothing to do with. So then you gotta get a booster. Why don't you tell us all that stupid garbage? Instead of letting the public believe that if you take this shot, say, oh well, just don't get controversy. Just like Satan, don't stand up there on that stage saying you got a lust problem.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
You can't get rid of it. I ain't got a problem. Yeah, I want other women, but I ain't got a problem. I'm saved. Yeah,
come on. Come on.
It's called a seed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
The Bible says in Isaiah 59:19, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I mean, that standard's not been raised up. His name is Jesus. That was Isaiah, by God. That was Isaiah prophesied. That was pointing to Jesus. And the enemy come in like a flood, and the standard's already been raised. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the grace of God. We have the anointing of God. We have the truth of God's word. We have the power of God. And you know, if you did take the shot, I'd get on that shot right now and say, God, you're Word says that I drink any deadly thing, something you go in my body, just like Joe here. They give her that shot. Her sister made her take the shot to keep the little baby that we're experiencing in church. She had to take the shot to keep the little baby. So she was sacrificing herself for that little baby. After she had that shot, she started getting drunk and dizzy and falling around in her house. And that happened months ever since she got it. Well, she comes up here, praise God, and she tells me a little bit about it, but God, and so I said, well, glory to God, let's get rid of that right now. So we anoint her. And I come against the thing that had been shot in her body, that it wouldn't bear fruit in her body, but God, we did. Y'all slipped your hands up and put your hands that way. That was COVID, man, you just took care of. You understand that? We took COVID and said, we're reversing you right now in the name of Jesus. And she's testifying right now 3 months. She ain't been dizzy one time. She ain't failed not one time.
Amen.
But you know what? What if I was the pastor?
Well, COVID's bad, boy.
Ooh, ooh, you got the shot? Oh, you're dead meat, man. You're just dead meat, man. No, they still hold, but God. They still the blood of Jesus. They're still a healing anointing, no matter what it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. There's still power in fasting and getting before. There's power in it. You know what? All of this stuff was trying to move me. Johnny, I've got a lot on me. I'm not going to need you to pat me on the back. I can't reach my back like Teresa does. She reached back and pat herself on the back. So Beth, I said, I can't reach back that far. You know, I mean, just last Wednesday or Friday, they brought some doors and messed up again. I'm on the phone with Travis. I'm down yonder to have two checks to bounce. Insufficient funds, owed nearly $6,000.
Bless
the Lord. So I'm down there at their house. At the same time, Travis calls. Well, she's got her bank statements out. I'm having to get this mess straightened out. Well, I'm in the bank, and I had them to check a check and found out my information before I went down there. And she said, that ain't that bad. I said, look at me. I said, y'all, I said, you can't break me with $5,000. Yeah. I don't know how much money I got. I ain't got it all.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I didn't mean that I've got plenty of money. I mean, I've got faith. I've got faith in a God that has took care of me all these years and worked all things together for my good all of these years. So you can't take me under over $5,000, devil. And a lot of people, boy, that's bad. Well, that ain't helping me. Give me some money.
That's right. Come on.
I'm going to tell you it's bad. I'm going to stand here in it. I know how bad it is. I'm going to leave here and you don't forget about that. You're going to get your hamburger. Flood's time.
Bless the Lord.
See, I tell these stories. Gear up, baby. Gear up. Yeah. He's coming to your house. Sooner or later, Satan's going to show up and knock on your door. And he's going to bring you. He's going to bring you the fight. He's going to bring it to you. He's going to bring it to you. And then he's going to tell you in your mind, well, where's your God now? Where's Jesus now? Y'all bunch of faith punch. You stand up and slap your teeth out, your hats on, but God, tell him you just knocked on the wrong door, homeboy. Well, I'm on the phone with Travis, and Travis tells me, I said, ship it all back. Ship it all. I said, ship it all back. And then I thought, well, they done rode the truck down here, you know. I said, write them a $130 check in there, and that's all. And you ship it all back. Ship it all back. I said, I done paid for some of it. I said, I want you to ship it all back. Then that lady, she comes out with a purse in her arm. I'm out there in the parking lot. I'm taking your all stuff while I'm just going to unglue it on everything out there. I mean, I'm just bowls of line out there. But I'm out there in the yard, and I'm walking back and forth. I'm canceling all of it. Can't get their stuff to go, blah, 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 blah. You know? And then I just hung up. And I turned around. I said, yeah, just solving problems.
Bless
you. Well, you just follow me to the bank. I said, well, there ain't no need you going to the bank.
Bless you, Lord.
Now she don't know what I'm going to do. I'm out here shipping stuff back. And ship it all back.
Bless you, Lord.
I said, listen, I'm not upset. I said, I'm not upset. I said, things happen. I said, just get it straightened out. I said, here's my telephone number right here. I said, you've got $6,000 of my money tied up out of the state. I understand. It's no problem. I said, I'm not mad. I said, we can't get mad. But we can get up in the devil's face. You ain't coming to my house doing this to me, but God, I know how to fast and pray. So I'm fasting and praying and all of this stuff. It didn't move you. And I was able to operate under an anointing, and I was just going to cancel all of it. I said, I thought, but God, when I leave there here, I'm going to call them, tell them, listen, you pull up all that I've got ordered, I'm canceling every bit of it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do y'all know him? His name is Jesus. He's my supply. And I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all of this every week stuff that y'all don't get this stuff together. I got on the phone with that one lady. I thought, well, you know, ma'am. I got on the phone with her. Well, have you ordered? I said, no, let me take you back. Let me take you all. I'm telling y'all my story, and that's okay, praise God. I'm anointed to do it right now. Because y'all going to have your own testimonies. You're going to have your own stuff to show up at your house, show up at your job, and you got to know how to fight the good fight of faith. You got to know how to not back down and just say, I got to take whatever comes my way. No, you don't have to take whatever comes your way. They told them not to preach in that name anymore, and they said, whether it be up to you or the weird, we got to serve the Lord. We go serve the Lord. We're going to preach this name. I'm going to believe this Jesus. I'm going to believe he's bigger than COVID and variants and flu and monkey and swine and shingles. I speak over my body all the time. My TV says, oh, after 50, shingles is laying in your body. After 50, you're going to get it. You're susceptible. They want me to go get a shingle shot. I've already got a shingle shot. Well, when did you get it? Over 2,000 years ago. I picked it up a few years ago over there in Mark chapter 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. I declared myself healed from COVID and variants and flu and cancer and all that stuff, praise God, a long time ago, still using it today. This vaccine don't ever wear out. And if another one comes after this, just get stronger. She said, hey, you ordered it that way. I said, let me take you back to when you were, I told Carl Travis, I want you to look me up that ticket on those three doors. And I want, and he looked it up. He said, well, here it is. I said, well, what's the number on it? He gave me the number. And I said, okay, thank you. Hello. I said, pull this ticket number up. Pull that ticket number up. I said, you got it in front of you? Yes, sir, I got it in front of me. I said, that's the one y'all didn't send me the right stuff with. I said, y'all send me the stuff to do those three doors right there. Y'all didn't send me enough to do one of them. I said, when y'all delivered me those doors that were supposed to be insulated that cost me $600, pull your ticket up. I done paid for the stuff y'all ain't sent me. I said, when those three came, I said, the door that you just sent me that I shipped back, it goes on the same job. I said, and I told y'all verbally when you delivered these doors right here and asked you if that was insulated or not, and y'all said it was not insulated. I said, I told you right then, go in there and change that. Don't send me that door non-insulated. I said, and y'all did. I said, listen to me. I said, I've been in this for 30 years, young lady. I said, you don't tell me what I need. I said, I tell you what I need, but you got to listen.
Amen. Let's go. Come on.
Well, look, things happen now, and 3 months later, I find out they didn't listen. 3 months. And now it's going to take me 3 months to get their not listening straight. This thing is serious to me. So, Travis got him a little thing. He printed me out everything, and I've already got some marked. And Monday morning, Tuesday, whenever they open back up, they gonna just take a little time right now. Hey, thank you, Lord, for all you done for me. I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna say, pull that ticket up, what does it say? Pull that ticket up, what does it say? Pull that one up, what does it say? Pull that one up, well, I'm gonna do my part.
Amen.
Now, I can just sit down, well, Lord, I can just quit. No matter what I do, it just keeps getting worse. Now, I'm tempted, to be honest with you. This stuff trying to get to me, praise God. And so, Teresa brought word on fasting. I would advise you to fast. I would advise you to get closer to the Lord. I would advise you to get on top of things. I would advise you to get on top of your finances with your words and your faith. I would advise you to fast before the Lord and find out what the will of the Lord is. I would advise you, praise God, if you're not going to be subdued and given in to darkness and yielding to it and live a defeated life, I would advise you to press in just a little bit further to the Lord. I would advise you to be like Paul. Not that I've already arrived and attained. I'm a Christian and I know a whole lot, basically, what he said. But I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul was casting out devils, raising people from the dead. He said, and I'm made right with God. He said, not my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that is of the operation of faith. And then he goes on and says, not that I've already attained. He's doing all this, Johnny. Not that I've already attained, but I press toward the mark of the prize. I believe God is going to, I believe things are going to force us, if we don't do it willingly, to go deeper in the Lord.
Come on.
Tracy walked up to me back there a while ago and said something. You know, we got some transition going on here in ministry. What's the problem? You can't handle it. Don't let me tell you. It's not a problem. I said transition. Well, right now we're transitioning from one level of faith to another level of faith. See, it sounds glorious when I get up here and preach and God told me, I'm going to take you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. I mean, it sounds all glorious. Jump up, clap your heels. But I'm telling you, sometimes that next level of faith, bigger levels, bigger devils.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Sometimes, you know, I was on the phone with my sister yesterday, one that she lives in South Carolina somewhere, and she said, are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? How long have you been doing that? I said, almost 30 years. She said, when are you going to retire? You know, are you going to... I said, what am I going to do? I said, go sit in my living room? Lay in the bed all day and sleep? I said, I mean, I can't comprehend doing that.
Right.
I said, I don't want to get lazy. I don't want to sleep all day. People in these projects up here sleep to lunch, stay up till midnight. They got no purpose in their life. They got no kind of purpose. That's not retirement to me. That's not what it is to me. You know? And she said, well... She said, you're just not a lazy guy. I said, no, I'm not a lazy guy. I said, I'm actually over here right now walking around sweating with these cows just because I want to.
Bless the Lord.
Lay down, took a nap, didn't go to sleep, got up, and over here just walking around the heat. Oh, you're sweating down in my underarm. I said, throw it out. I said, but you know what? I'm enjoying it. Well, it's not time for me to lay down in ministry and lay down because the enemy's ramping things up. The Bible says count it all joy when we fall. I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to have to go deeper. I said, this is a bigger level than I've done it before. I've done it on little stuff, you know. And the Lord told me the other day, he said, you remember you studied the word patience? And I said, yes, Lord, I do. I remember studying that word patience. I remember all the lies I was told about patience. You know, not to ask you for it and all that stuff, you know, that all hell break loose in my life, which was a lie because you're the God of patience.
Right.
You know, I said, yes, Lord, I remember. He said, what, do you remember what it said? Just quickly, I didn't hear audible voices, just this stuff going off in my spirit, you know. And I said, yes, Lord. I said, it means to stay in a given state or place without complaining. I said, yes, Lord, I remember. He said, now, you're handling things somewhat okay. Because the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion, but not me as a snake. I'm to be bold. And I'm putting a demand on them. What does that say? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. None. Of taking and handling business the way it should be handled. And having integrity in it. And handling the things of the kingdom with the same way. That you're going to reach for excellence Teresa told me, she said, well, I didn't want to cause nothing on the praise team, you know, to turn the monitors up a little bit. We're trying to get things, we're in transition. And I said, it's not that you're being problemsome. I said, because I said, we want to reach for excellence. Yeah. I said, we probably can't get it perfect. I said, but we can get it so close to perfect.
Amen.
I said, there's nothing wrong with reaching for excellence. I said, but when you go to reaching for excellence, you know, you're going to have challenges from the enemy and circumstances and all of that. Hallelujah. I mean, you can't expect to go redo an old car and just slap a little paint on the outside and think it's going to bring the same money that it would if you took it down to the frame and toothbrushed it off and sandblasted it and, I mean, got all the rust off. And I mean, you can get $1,500 out of that car where you just slap a little paint on it. But you can get $35,000 or $40,000 if you go through the enduring process of doing that thing right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, we're in process right now. This church is in a process. And the enemy don't like it. And we just really don't care, do we?
Amen.
You don't like it? Go over yonder. Leave us alone. You might as well leave us alone because we're not backing up. We're not stopping. We're going to unify. I'm just going to unify this body, praise God, and say all of us that will this week set aside some time to fast.
Amen.
The word has come forward to us here at this church, you know, about fasting. Just she's teaching on fasting, biblical fasting, and all of that stuff, praise God. And I sat there and told Teresa last night, I said, I can tell you not because you're preaching it. I've been fasting ever since I've been born again. I live a fasting lifestyle at different times before the Lord. I can honestly tell you, I can't explain how or how come or how it works. I said, but I can absolutely tell you that fasting has been a major part of my life and has brought me entirely where I am right now. Not fasting, but my fasting get close to the Lord and it brings endurance and strength and spiritual wisdom and cause the favor of God to begin to move. It don't move God. God's already moving. God's done move. It moves us and positions us into a place to where our flesh is not ruling. And if you're not born again, I'm just standing here talking stupid to you. When the doctor tells somebody, you know, lost fast, and they're like, yeah, doctor, I got to fast. You mention a God fast? Oh, that dumb stuff they talk about. Well, that's dumb for the doctor to ask you then. It's the reason that doctor asked you. And you run, it makes sense to you. Why would he want you to fast? Did you even ask? What's it going to do?
Come on.
He just said, do it. You get up and gripe a little bit. Well, doctor, I got to go to the doctor. He set that appointment for 3 o'clock. He should have set it for 8 in the morning. I've heard Christians say, good God, doctor wants me to fast. I'm going to tell him 6:30 in the morning is good for me. Get up early when they can eat right after. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to draw close to the Lord. Spend a little more time reading, fasting, seeking the Lord, you know. Setting aside a time, you know, for the Lord. Pray while you're fasting. Don't just keep your mind. Change some things. You know, while you're fasting, pray. Acknowledge the Lord more, praise God. Keep your mind on the Lord more. It'll help you, I'm telling you. It'll help this body.
Yeah.
It'll help the church get to the place that we're wanting to go, praise God. Let's start. Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus.